34.
And they don't tell them about these things, so I never had to wait.
I didn't know it myself, Mr. President. I would have.
Yeah, Mr. President. When do you need this information? I've got part of it now, but some of this stuff we're going to have to go to the AEC for, and I've got to dig further into the 999s and promotions and so on. Is tomorrow sometime all right?
Yeah, I guess as soon as I can. He's got a letter to Hoover now wanting to know.
Well, I think we can have it for sure by noon tomorrow.
Let me see. He says that he asked FBI Director Hoover why resigned White House aide did not get a thorough security check and investigation upon moving into a highly sensitive position. Certainly as apparent what's already been disclosed that no such check was asked for or made. The Republican nominee said in a letter to Hoover. And he said the FBI agents came to him at 6:30 on October 17th to ask whether I knew anything of the personal habits of Jenkins, former top assistant to President Johnson. I informed them of my very limited knowledge of the man based on the fact he is a member of my Air Force Reserve Squadron on Capitol Hill, Goldwater said. The GOP nominee and Air Force Reserve General commands 999. Goldwater said he thought it curious that two agents were assigned the brief interview. My opinion of the subject's loyalty to the country was not asked. And the agents came to him at an unusual hour that reflected apparent urgency. Johnson has ordered the FBI to thoroughly investigate. So he's hitting Hoover for not even asking whether he thought he's loyal, and he implies he doesn't think Jenkins was loyal. I think that we ought to have the number of meetings that Jenkins attended under his command, he went every week, and how many years he did that, and how many trips he went on with him. I know Jenkins told me he's took this woman he's living with that he's supposed to have gotten pregnant and brought her down to breakfast with him one morning at 6:30, 7 o'clock. He considered it very, very indiscreet on the senator's part because all the boys in the company were talking about it. Most of them were colonels, lieutenant colonels. But I think we ought to show that they were a little more than casual. He's his commanding officer during that period.
We'll dig into all that and try and have it by noon tomorrow.
All right. Okay.